The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 22 September 2016. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And I want to get into this. I'm going to wrap these calls up that we have here, and I want to get into this Agenda 2030, and the UN takedown of the United States has begun. There's a lot of stuff in here that you folks have not heard or you have not considered. By the way, today Assad came out and said that U.S. warplanes willfully terror bombed Syrian forces. Why has not anybody from the Western media interviewed Mr. Assad? The same way that we weren't allowed to hear the trial on, the former Iraqi leader, Saddam Hussein. We don't get to see Muammar Gaddafi until he's beat to a bloody pulp in the people that we helped overthrow his government. We don't get anything except what is pre-digested and pre-planned for your consumption in this country. Bob in Phoenix. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi.
I want to do a little comment here because I got to meet certain people, just mostly via the telephone, but they were kind of insiders. And people wonder how it is that Hillary is able to do what she's done, how it is that Soros is able to do what they do. And there is a direct connection between Hillary and Soros and George Herbert Walker Bush that's very dark. And this isn't just dirty politics. It's very dark. And that's the connecting link between what Hillary is doing, because they are doing things with Hillary to keep her going, because their agenda is simply the elimination of us. And I had a friend of mine that came down to Phoenix many years ago, Dr. John Coleman, and he told me way back then that what was happening to South Africa was going to happen to us. And I didn't understand what it is.
Now you're seeing it in its full-blown glory right in front of your very eyes.
And so over the years, I went in and found out that Dr. John Coleman was absolutely right in what he said. And these people are not just like us. These globalists are dark. They're very dark. And they have something behind them that's not the usual dirty politics. It's something that is diabolical. And I've had a chance to meet a couple of people that came out of it. And essentially, that's what we're fighting. And I would say that Israel is a place, I'll just say it, it's satanic. And what they're able to do It is because there is a connection with that darkness, with all of them.
Well, in order to overthrow not only this country, but many other countries around the world, you have to take some pretty drastic measures, pretty drastic action. To the person that believes in God and family and whatever way, whether it be the American way, whether it be the French way, whether it be the English way, whatever the way, okay, their sovereignty, their self-determination, their society, and their culture, more importantly. This had to be disrupted. You cannot have cohesive. You cannot have people that are cohesive and harmonious in their country. This is why I have gone back repeatedly, Bob, and reminded people about the balkanization of America. Can you, you know, does the news media ask anybody, why are we bringing people in? We've got 92 million Americans out of work. Why do you keep bringing in people that are only going to be one thing? A drain, just from the money aspect, a drain on our economy because we don't have jobs for the people that are here. Okay? So we have seen this. And you want to talk about something that's right in your face. We've seen it in France. We've seen it in Germany. We're seeing it here. We're seeing it everywhere. And this is literally the Tower of Babel that is being created. If you want to further quicken, if you want to make the quickening happen, more division, as if we don't have enough with people stoking up the race issue again in this country, now let's bring in other people that have no interest in assimilating into our culture, our country, and the stage is set.
There is an example of that I can share with the listeners. My hometown is El Paso, Texas, and they had a major university there. At that time, it was called Texas Western University.
Mm-hmm.
It's now called the University of Texas at El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
It is now a major university. It has 14,000 students. Out of the 14,000, only 2,000 are white. That is what our future is.
Well,
right there.
Yeah, I agree. All right, hey Bob, I appreciate your call very much. How long have you been listening to my program?
Long time, years, John, years. I just haven't called in.
Okay.
I decided to call in.
Just checking the temperature here, Bob.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of long-time listeners out there that do a lot of watching and looking and contemplating.
El Paso is a template.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Bob. Let me get this one out of the way here. Moscow has called an urgent UN Security Council meeting after U.S.-led coalition hit Syrian forces, killing 62 soldiers and wounding 100 more. The Russian spokeswoman blasted Washington over the indiscriminate airstrike that she said serves the interest of ISIS terrorists. Quoting spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, and I'm not going to pronounce that twice, quoting her, if we previously had suspicion that Al-Nusra Front is protected this way, now after today's airstrikes on the Syrian army, we come to a really terrifying conclusion for the entire world. The White House is defending the Islamic State, formerly ISIS or ISIL, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said. She went on to say also, we demand a full and detailed explanation from Washington. That explanation must be given at the UN Security Council. Now, the foreign minister has demanded full and detailed explanation from Washington over the incident in which 62 Syrian troops were killed and over 100 injured. Moscow stressed that it's concerned by the U.S. airstrike targeting the Syrian army units, which have been destroying ISIS. The ministry added that the Russian side had never been notified of U.S. plans to carry out bombings in that area. Now, immediately after the airstrike by coalition planes, Islamic State militants launched their offensive. Now, this is the chief of the Russian Reconciliation Center in Syria, Lieutenant General Vladimir Savchenko. He added that the Russian Air Force intervened immediately to halt terrorist advances and have conducted at least 10 airstrikes on Islamist positions since 7 p.m. local time. Now, the U.S. coalition strikes have been cleared the way for ISIS fighters to take over Deir ez-Zor city, confirmed Syrian Minister of Defense Fahd Jassam al-Frejik. He said it's only because of Russian Air Force support that the offensive of the terrorist group was stopped. We request that the air support for Syrian armed forces be continued by the Russian Air Force in order to destroy the terrorists. So what are we doing here through the American media? What are we saying here? Oh, well, we want a no-fly zone in Syria. A no-fly zone? And that would what? Put Russian planes in your crosshairs? And again, let me state this. We were not invited into Syria. Under the guise of fighting the Islamists, jihadists, terrorists, whatever, we went in there and bombing the crap out of that country and trying to unseat the legitimate government of Syria. End of story. Folks, I hope there is a hell. And I hope that it burns hot for eternity. Because there's a lot of people that are going to end up there. And as I've said before, if I'm not good enough to get in heaven and not bad enough to send in the bowels of hell, just park me outside at the gate so I can kick my enemy's ass one by one as they come down the chute. Now, there's a lot more I can say on the subject, but I am quickly running out of time. And let me do this. Let me just jump in. First let me tell you what Assad said. You know, do we have 60 minutes over there? Would Assad do an interview with any Western journalist? Yes, he would. But why is he not being asked? You already know the answer to that. And for some reason, I cannot bring this story up. Is there another caller there? Let me take that call. Who am I talking with and where are you calling from? And it didn't even hit the screen yet.
This is Brent in Dallas.
Hello.
I just came in from work. I missed some of your stuff. And I was just wondering if you've seen this article on the internet. It's in Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com. Bombshell, 30 Israeli foreign intelligence officers killed in Russia's caliber missile attack in Aleppo from yesterday.
Brent, let me clue you in before it's news. Not trustworthy.
Okay.
Not trustworthy.
Okay, I understand that. It comes from Iran and also Syrian Free Press, so it all has to be taken into consideration. But just that, you throw that into the mix, you know what I mean?
Well, throw it in the mix, but the problem is throwing it into the mix that it kind of deflects and gets people wandering off target. I still see stories that are passed on by Sorsha Fall that I know is a paid disinfo agent. And I will not touch anything after being burned several times on stories before it's news. I will not even refer to it anymore.
Okay.
All right.
They might be trying to rile things up because it says it killed 30 top level American, Israeli, and other agents in a missile strike. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the same thing. No.
Okay.
Not going to touch
it. You saw it?
Yes,
okay,
I did.
I understand.
All right, sir.
I don't blame you.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate your call. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad features straight talk in all his remarks, polar opposite of what the demagoguery that's coming out of Washington, D.C., the Pentagon, and all of their neocons. Interviewed by AP News in Damascus, he was candid and straightforward, like always, explaining U.S. warplanes terror bomb Syrian forces intentionally. It was no accident, U.S. aggression, flagrantly violating Geneva ceasefire terms, another failed Russian effort for conflict resolution, unattainable when dealing with a rogue adversary. Four U.S. planes were involved, which kept attacking the position of the Syrian troops for nearly an hour, maybe a little bit longer. ISIS terrorists attacked the very same time with the American strike. How could they know that America was going to attack that position in order to gather their militants right away and attack it 1 hour after the strike? It was definitely intentional and not unintentional. America created and supports anti-government terrorist groups. It's not combating ISIS and like-minded ones as falsely claimed. Now, here's the leader of a country talking to AP, and not even going to assume here that this is an Associated Press writer here in the United States. Doesn't say who this person is. Just quotes AP. Assad expressed his commitment to any halt of operations, or if you want to call it a ceasefire. I believe that the United States is not genuine regarding having a ceasefire of violence in Syria. Assad stressed this point. He says supporting terrorist groups instead of combating them proves it. Washington rejects military cooperation with Russia, said Assad. It doesn't have the will to work against ISIS, al-Nusra, or other terrorist groups. Attacking them means losing a very important card. Now, numerous humanitarian convoys delivered aid in Syria for many months. No incident approaching Monday's brutal attack happening, explained Mr. Assad. So why now and why blame Syria and Russia when their mutual aim is helping long-suffering Syrians and not harming them? Whatever the American officials say about conflict in Syria has no credibility. Whatever they say, it's just lies. Disgracefully repeated by media scoundrels. Well, Mr. Assad, why don't you pick up the phone, call Mr. Netanyahu, and tell him to tell the interest inside the United States to sell their media outlets. That's why we're not having an interview. This is why we're not having a face-to-face 60-minute style interview with you, Mr. Assad, because you are scheduled for execution. Now, let me get into our wonderful United Nations. This begins with Obama nations take over the UN Security Council chairmanship in the month of October. Obama, as president, surrendered the arms of all Americans to the United Nations, which has now added 50,000 U.S. troops to the United Nations forces. When Barack becomes the chairman of the UN Security Council in October, see, the rumor was put out that it was actually going to be Bill Clinton. He can order the UN to disarm all Americans, which is something that very few have noticed. Consequently, everyone in America must fight this takeover now. Now, Obama, now there's a story posted on our website, and folks, I would urge you to go and watch the video that there is, there's a tag put in there for a YouTube video. And the story is entitled, UN Takedown of the United States Has Begun. Go watch his address to the United Nations. Just like George Sr., Points of Light, A New World Order Coming into View. That's the place that they talk to the 180-plus nations. Just to let them know that communism is on the march. And the socialist world that they're going to put together is well on its way.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many... goods and services, what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Let's bypass the howling whatever here. There's a long list of events that have brought us all to this razor's edge that's become massively important to the survival of both the Second Amendment and the survival of the U.S. Constitution, along with every man, woman, and child in America. By the way, the comment that I wanted to make here with the marriage between Monsanto and Bayer. Guess what? Bayer is a foreign corporation, the TPP or the TPIP gets in place, and there's ruckus in this country, continued ruckus about GMO. Well, they're going to be able to sue us, folks. Monsanto has found an out by way of Bayer. The lawlessness at work here publicly began in Nevada in 2014. Well, it was before that. This is an example. Over the armed assault of the BLM and the FBI on Clive and Bundy's ranch in Nevada. Now, feds have no jurisdiction, okay? It's a 10th Amendment issue and a state's right all the way. And here again, we go back to this sovereignty issue that the asshats making videos don't seem to recognize. And they're just falling in lockstep with their masters for their paychecks. They have no loyalty to the Constitution, ergo, no loyalty to you and the individual that they're supposedly sworn to protect in a pig's eye. And since it is the UN that is demanding control over all the lands and resources of the United States in their capacity as the landlords, there has been a consolidation of the entire North American continent into an illegal North American Union. That includes Mexico, Canada, and the dead or near-dead USA as part of their one-world fiefdom for the new robber barons that have been working on this for over 100 years. Now, I'm going to get into why this is so important and why my hair is standing on end. The United Nations and its mostly autocratic member regimes have big plans for your life, your children, your country, and your world. And those plans are not limited to the coercive climate agreement recently concluded in Paris. While the establishment media in the United States was hyping ISIS, football and, of course, global warming, virtually every national government dictatorship on the planet met in the 70th annual General Assembly at the UN headquarters in New York to adopt a draconian 15-year master plan for the planet. Top globalists such as former NATO chief Xavier Zolana, a socialist, are celebrating the plan, which the summit itself unanimously approved as the next great leap forward. By the way, where did that come from, the great leap forward? Yes, it's the old campaign slogan of the Chinese Communist Party. The master plan is comprised of 17 post-2015 Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, with 169 specific targets to be foisted on all of humanity, literally all of it. As the plan itself states explicitly, and I'm quoting them, as we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind. Read that as no one escapes. Reads the UN manifesto entitled Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. But if you love liberty, self-government, free market, the U.S. Constitution, you will almost certainly be wishing that the UN would leave you behind. But they're not going to. Officially dubbed Agenda 2030, the UN plot, as its full title suggests, is aimed at transforming the world. The program is a follow-up to the last 15-year UN plan, the defunct Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. It also dovetails nicely with the deeply controversial UN Agenda 21, even including much of the same rhetoric and agenda. But the combined agenda of 2030 goals for achieving what is euphemistically called sustainable development represent previous UN plans on steroids, deeper, more radical, more draconian, and of course, more expensive. This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity, reads the preamble. All countries and all stakeholders acting in a collaborative partnership will implement this plan. Ironically, the preamble even claims the UN goals will free the human race from the tyranny of poverty and heal the planet. How's that healing going on for us right now? The only thing it's doing is agitating. Bring in more people that don't really like your country and you're going to have some problems. The balkanization of America is what I'm talking about. The not-so-subtle purporting to usurp the role of God, the UN even claimed that the future of humanity and the rest of our planet lies in our hands. Speaking on September 25th at the opening ceremony of this confab that adopted Agenda 2030, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hinted at just how far-reaching the plot really is. The new agenda, he says, is a promise by leaders to all people everywhere. Presumably, conflating leaders with mass murdering gangsters such as Kim Jong-un, Raul Castro, Robert Mugabe, and other despots who hold great sway with most of the regimes comprising the United States. Why was not the United States put in there? Whose soil does the United Nations sit on? Who's been pushing this for a long time? It should be on that list. It is a universal, integrated, and transformative vision for a better world. We need action from everyone, everywhere, Moon said, pointing to a guide offered by the 17 SDGs, Sustainable Development People. They are a to-do list for people and planet, and a blueprint for success. We must use the goals to transform the world. Institutions will have to become fit for a grand new purpose. Now, Agenda 2030 agreement makes the audacity of the scheme clear as well. Quoting it, "This is an agenda of unprecedented scope and significance. Never before have world leaders pledged common action and endeavor across such a broad and universal policy agenda. What we are announcing today, an agenda for global action for the next 15 years, is a charter for people and planet in the 21st century. Now, the agenda? Perhaps the single most striking feature of Agenda 2030 is the practically undisguised roadmap to global socialism and corporatism slash fascism. As countless analysts have pointed out, to begin with, consider the Agenda Goal 10, which calls on the UN, national governments, and every person on earth to reduce inequality within and among countries. Of course, to do that, the agreement continues, will only be possible if wealth is shared and income inequality is addressed. There's your socialism. Spreading of the wealth. What wealth? The only thing we have is debt. Can we spread our debt? I'd be happy to dump our debt on somebody else, but that's not what they're talking about. As the UN document also makes clear, national socialism to combat inequality domestically is not enough. International socialism is needed to battle inequality even among countries. By 2030, ensure that all men and women, in particular the poor and the vulnerable, have equal rights to economic resources. This document is demanding it. It's not asking, it's not suggesting, it's demanding it. In simpler terms, Western taxpayers should prepare to be fleeced so that their wealth can be redistributed internationally as their own economies are cut down to size by big government. And of course, their handmaidens, big banks. Of course, as has been the case for generations, most of the wealth extracted from the productive sector will be redistributed to the UN and the third world regimes, not the victims of those regimes. Impoverished largely through domestic, socialist, and totalitarian policies imposed by the same corrupt regimes to be propped up with more Western aid under Agenda 2030. Wealth redistribution alone, however, will not be enough. Governments must also seize control of the means of production, either directly or through fascist-style mandates. Quoting, "We commit to making fundamental changes in the way that our societies produce and consume goods and services." Are you listening to me, you asshats down in Florida? Do you now understand what the sovereignty movement really is, not what's been handed to you by the FBI or some non-governmental organization? You people have the responsibility of thinking as an American and picking through the crap to make up your own mind. You are putting yourselves in danger as well as risking this country. That puts you on an even keel as being a traitor to your own country. Do you understand? It also says that governments, international organizations, the business sector, and other non-state actors and individuals must contribute to changing unsustainable consumption and production patterns to move towards more sustainable patterns of consumption and production. In plain English, Agenda 2030 document is claiming that today's consumption and production patterns are unsustainable, so we need to get by with less. How much less? It would be hard to find a more clear and concise assessment than that offered by the late Maurice Strong, the recently deceased Canadian billionaire and longtime UN environmental guru who led the 1992 Earth Summit. In a pre-Earth Summit document, it is clear, it says, that the current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, consumption of large amounts of frozen and convenience foods, ownership of motor vehicles, numerous electrical appliances, home and workplace air conditioning, expensive suburban housing are not sustainable. Are you hearing the message? Are you hearing the message? Do you think it's an accident that we have so many communist socialists operating inside of our own government, through the State Department, through the Justice Department? Hell. What department aren't they part of? And the ones that aren't directly involved are too busy covering up the asshats and the dirty deeds and trails that they have left behind. There's not going to be any investigations. There's not going to be any indictments. Hillary Clinton's not going to go to jail. And these agencies that claim that they have jurisdiction have been doing nothing but covering up the real criminals. That's all that they have been doing. While all the while telling law enforcement in this country that, oh, you know, hey, these sovereign citizens, they don't want to talk to you cops. They just want to murder you. They want to murder you in the streets of America. You understand why I'm starting to really get upset here? Because I see this coming. Never before has a scenario presented itself inside this country today, right now, for the complete takeover and elimination of people that understand what a sovereign nation and its status and its laws mean to the very people themselves. So, hey, you know, you got a toaster, you got an air conditioner, you got an SUV, you're not sustainable. You are to be eliminated. In truth, such lifestyles and consumption patterns are sustainable. So long as the freedom that makes prosperity possible is not destroyed in the name of achieving sustainability, the UN and the environmental lobby claim that we must get by with less because there are now too many people on the planet consuming too many resources. But this rationale for accepting UN-imposed scarcity is patently false. Of course, the promoters of Agenda 2030 would claim that rather than impoverish us, the global regime they envision would take good care of us through universal health coverage. How's that worked out for us? Have you signed up for it? Well, I'm glad that you didn't, because you would have seen your health care premiums double or quadruple. Oh, that's because too many of you out there aren't participating. It is your fault. You're not involving yourself in wealth redistribution. By not having everybody signed up, well, the program's going broke. Excuse me. I don't give a damn what the U.S. Supreme Court said about, oh, well, you know, Congress can pass laws and, well, this is just a tax. No, it is a mandated function that I am supposed to perform under penalty if I don't comply. Stick it in your ear. I don't see you with the Obama plan. I see you going to your high-priced doctors when you have a health problem, but you know what? That's not up for debate or consideration. As long as I got mine, the hell with you and yours. Of course, the promoters of Agenda 2030, as I said, would claim rather than impoverish us, they're going to take care of us. One of the targets of Goal 3, ensuring healthy lives and well-being, is achieve universal health coverage, including vaccines for all. universal access to mental health, along with sexual and reproductive health care services, code words for abortion and contraception. All governments are expected to integrate such services into their national strategies and programs. It is worth noting that mass-murdering Soviet dictator Vladimir Lenin made clear that controlled health care is the keystone of socialism. The United Nations obviously agrees, and though they may not call it socialism, Obama undoubtedly also views government control of health care as key. Indeed, enactment of Obamacare could be viewed as a great leap forward by the United States toward implementation of a key component of Agenda 2030 before Agenda 2030 was even approved. But as important as targeting health care is to the globalist schemers, any plan for building international socialism would be lacking without also targeting the next generation with their global socialist propaganda. And so an entire goal of Agenda 2030 is devoted to ensuring that all children everywhere are transformed into what the UN calls agents of change, ready to push forward the plan for a new global order. Quoting again, children and young women and their men are critical agents of change and will find the new goals a platform to channel their infinite capabilities and capacities for activism into the creation of a better world. This is part of the 2030 agreement, folks. I'm not making this up. The sort of activist that the UN hopes to make your children into is also explicitly defined in the agreement. Quoting again, by 2030, ensure that all learners acquire the knowledge and skills needed to promote sustainable development, including, among others, through education for sustainable development and sustainable lifestyles, human rights, gender equality, promotion of a culture of peace and nonviolence, global citizenship, and an appreciation of cultural diversity and of culture's contribution to sustainable development. The global plan for 2030 states, concerning what the UN means by sustainable development, population control, central planning, global governance, and more. The agenda for your children takes on an even more sinister tone. Sustainable children for global citizenship is the new order will be accomplished via what the UN misleadingly refers to as education. In the UN document, the word education alone is mentioned more than 20 times. And throughout the agreement, the UN openly advocates the use of schools to indoctrinate all of humanity into a new set of values, attitudes and beliefs in preparation for a new green, a sustainable world order. The UN's education agenda also puts sex education front and center. Quoting them again, by 2030, ensure universal access to sexual and reproductive health care services, including the family planning, information and education. How much will the Agenda 2030 cost? Well, various figures have been thrown around by the UN bureaucrats regarding the monetary cost of the plan, generally ranging from $3 to $5 trillion a year. Yeah, trillions. In the From Billions to Trillions report released by the World Bank in July of last year, the globalist outfit, a key player in Agenda 2030, conceded, and I'm quoting, "To meet the investment needs of the Sustainable Development Goals, the global community needs to move the discussion from billions in the official development assistance to trillions in investments of all kinds, public and private, national and global, in both capital and capacity." But the money needed to implement 2030 and other UN schemes is only part of the cost. Other parts include the loss of your national independence and freedom that rise of global governance and global socialism would surely entail. Revealing empowering dictatorships to help in global governance in order, and I'm sorry, openly touted by Agenda 2030. The document states, "We recommit to broadening and strengthening the voice of participation of developing countries, including African countries." That one's for you, Bob. "Least developed countries, landlocked developing countries, small island developing states, and middle-income countries in an international economic decision-making, norm-setting, and global economic governance. When Agenda 2030 was adopted at the 70th annual UN General Assembly CONFLAB in New York City on September 25th, now you're going, September 25th, well, that was last September 25th. The UN plot to re-engineer civilization was ushered in thunderous standing ovation. The UN Department of Public Information reported, every one of the 193 UN member governments on the planet, from murderous communist and Islamic dictatorships to those ruling what remains of a free world, vowed to help impose the UN controversial goals on their subjects. Not people, subjects. It all sounded so wonderful to some of the world's most brutal dictators that they could hardly contain their glee. This agenda promises a brave new world, and again quoting them, a new world which we have to consciously construct, a new world that calls for the creation of a new global citizen. That was extolled by Marxist dictator Robert Mugabe, the genocidal mass murderer enslaving Zimbabwe, who also serves as the chairman of the African Union. I want to believe that we are up to the task that we have voluntarily and collectively committed ourselves to. Our success, and in particular, the promise of a new world that awaits us, depends upon this commitment. By the way, he also promised to vigorously impose the UN Agenda 2030 on the starving and the impoverished victims of his regime lords over modeling after the Agenda 2030 styled policies. The communist Castro regime vowed to work with socialist Venezuela strongman Maduro and other tyrants to impose the UN goals on their victims as well. All with financing from where? Western taxpayers. The brutal tyrants ruling communist China, meanwhile, have also been enthusiastic cheerleaders for the UN goals, goals that the regime boasted it played a crucial role in developing. The Chinese autocracy, infamous for forced abortion, censorship, religious and political persecution, one-child policy, terrible pollution, kangaroo courts, and of course, murdering more human beings than any other entity in all of human history, used its vast global propaganda machine to celebrate Agenda 2030. Now, I don't know. It might be a tie, or maybe one's ahead of the other. I remember Uncle Joe that we sidled up with to give Europe communism. Remember that? China has made more important contributions to the global efforts in reaching a fair, inclusive, and sustainable post-2015 development agenda. The regime's deputy permanent representative to the UN, Wang Min, was quoted as saying in a report by the Communist Chinese News, Xinhao, quoting it, China is also very active in putting forward Chinese proposals. The agreement includes important proposals by China and many other developing countries in numerous aspects. Among other commitments, China promised to spend $2 billion in foreign countries to meet the UN goals in education and health, with its funding increasing to $12 billion by 2030. While only contributing a small piece of the pie, the fact that Beijing is so excited about the agenda is quite revealing. Echoing Chairman Mao's rhetoric, EU and NATO globalist Xavier Zolana said, with a sustained commitment from all countries, developed and developing alike, the world can ensure that it celebrates another great leap forward in 2030. The last great leap forward presided over Chairman Mao Zedong between 1958 and 1963 resulted in the murder of an estimated 45 million Chinese who were worked, starved, or beaten to death. The Obama administration, which apparently does not plan to present the UN scheme to the U.S. Senate for ratification as required by the U.S. Constitution, also offered a forceful defense for the UN agenda. Speaking to the UN General Assembly on September 27, 2015, after purporting to commit the United States to a global plot Obama claimed the UN blueprint is one of the smartest investments we can make in our own future. You people in Florida, are you hearing me now? I'm going to tell you something. 300,000 people in this country, and you've way underestimated the numbers. This is what you're being looked to target, to fight against, to further divide a country that is sliding down the toilet so fast, it just bypassed the Coriolis. It just went straight through. You're going to need these sovereign citizens to defend this country against the communist takeover that it's had its clutches right in the bowels of our government here for many, many years. Are you people blind? Are you just that damn stupid? Even the world's leading religious figure, old Pope Francis, addressed the UN member governments with a plea to support the UN goals. And I'm quoting Mr. Pope Francis. The adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development is an important sign of hope before demanding a UN climate regime as well. Beyond governments and religious figures, much of the private sector also enthusiastically backed the new goals. Among the mega corporations backing the scheme are the world's top three research engines, Google, Microsoft, Bing, and Yahoo. It was not immediately clear whether those corporations' support for the UN agenda would affect the supposed impartiality of search results, but critics of the UN plan expressed alarm nonetheless. For now, at least the world and the White House are all pretending that the SDGs are binding on Americans. However, the U.S. Senate was not consulted, as the Constitution requires for all treaties. And even if the Senate were to ratify it, the federal government cannot grant itself new anti-constitutional powers merely by approving a treaty. Therefore, the agreement has no force in the United States, but as UN Agenda 21 clearly showed, that does not mean that the Obama administration and possibly future presidents would not attempt to push it forward anyhow. The American people, therefore, must demand through their elected representatives that the UN power grab be stopped. Don't count on it. Don't count on it for an instant. Because every step of the way, my God in heaven, every step of the way, we have been in support of that United Nations. The Rockefeller himself donated the land of which that building sits on. And I cannot think of a more anti-American, sovereign-busting, communist-led organization than that of the United Nations, but yet here it sits on our soil. There are none so blind as those that refuse to see. And I see it coming, folks. Man, do I see it coming. We're only a light switch flip away from, the terrorists operating inside the United States, whatever agenda that they're going to do as a trigger to take care of all these problems. I mean, after all, we got jihadists running around the United States. We haven't seen fit to seal our borders or vet anybody that's coming into this country. You know, we've got these 300,000 sovereign citizens running around declaring they're not under anybody's law. Well, we got Black Lives Matter, and we got the race riots in the United States heating up again. They are setting the stage. After all, what do the American people want? They want law and order. They want the violence stopped. And they've been sheepishly going along with this fight against terrorism and watching our own government dismantle our God-given rights and our protections. Tick, tick, tick. I'm going to attempt to have Sheriff Richard Mack on with me tomorrow. I sent him, and he said to me that he has not seen that Sovereign Citizen Training for Law Enforcement. Well, I'm going to see what his attitude and his temperature is tomorrow. Because it seems no matter what organization we put together, no matter how many of the state and federal legislators we try to educate, it is falling on deaf ears and the agenda is pushing forward. Tick, tick, tick. Folks, we're running out of time. The entire scenario is set up to take care of the problems internally from these, you know, just these rambunctious, sovereign-minded, we don't like any controls and we don't like any laws at all. Really? Seriously. We want our legislative democracy thrown into the crap pile of history where it belongs, and we demand that our constitutional republic be allowed to be restored without interference from you globalist asshats. And don't try to claim ignorance once the cell door slams shut. I just didn't know. You put yourself in a position to make decisions for other people, you damn well better know. To those folks that have donated to this network, if you have not gotten a personal response back to me, I am now playing secretary, running the network, doing a show, doing everything. So if I've not called out your name and thanked you, or at least your first name and the city you're from, it's because I literally don't have the time to do it. I'm willing to play Charles Atlas and try to hold up this world, but folks, we need your help, and we need it now. By the way, just a little word here. Monday, I hope you all are enjoying the restoration of the toll-free numbers. Well, through the new agreement we have through Vonage, we've now worked it out. Thank you very much. Tom has gone in there and educated their technical people. You're a sharp dude, Tom. Thank you very much for doing that. We now have the 800 numbers that we don't have to pay 3 cents a minute incoming and outgoing now. We now have 30,000 minutes associated with that account that can be used for your toll-free calls. And if you notice, when we were having trouble with the phones, we had those three lines that we put out with the area code 512, calls dropped dramatically. So not everybody is on a plan out there with unlimited minutes. I'm very happy to have that back in place. The office phones will be, that's next up on the list, that'll be taken care of Monday. Now, you may have noticed that Mikey in there, during one of their commercial breaks, there was no audio. That's because the board's crapping out. Look, folks, I'm just telling you, I will stay in this fight and fight as hard as I can, bringing you all the relevant information that you need to hear, what's coming at you. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I see it coming this way and fast. Donate to this network. Call the network right now, 691-7898. Hit extension 3. Mike will take your donations or go to the PayPal account, folks. This is not a joke. I can do a lot of things and I can hold up a lot of things, but I can't do everything. Help us now.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.